USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci are very hopeful about an experimental drug that is being tested on coronavirus patients.
Remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
Fauci did note that it's a treatment and not a prospective vaccine, and the president calls this a very positive event. The SBA is still pouring through small business loan applications for the very popular Paycheck Protection Program, and according to Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, the plan will save a bunch of jobs.
All said and done, after the second round, I think it will have saved or preserved upwards of 60 to 65 million jobs. That's a lot of it. That's close to 35, 40% of all the employment in America. That's a huge achievement.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Fed Reserve Board will keep interest rates near zero during the coronavirus pandemic. Following this week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting, the central bank said they would maintain the current interest rate target between 0% and 2.5%. 2 years later, the National Transportation Safety Board releases a report on a duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The sinking of the boat on Table Rock Lake killed 17 people. The NTSB says blame for the July 2018 incident is shared between the boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ripley is blamed for letting the vessel on the water despite a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued well before it set off, while the Coast Guard blame is for not mandating design changes to duck boats after a similar deadly incident in 1999 in Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says he will be willing to subpoena companies as a panel he chairs prepares to conduct oversight of a small business aid program created by last month's $2.2 trillion coronavirus package. As the SBA continues to qualify people for those small loans, the Republican senator also tells Fox News why things seem to be a little bit slower this go-around with the money.
Yeah, so you recall in the first round, the complaint everybody, a couple of the criticisms that we saw in the press and from others is, why did some states get more than others per capita? And some people saying, look, the big banks took a lot of the loans up. So the second round, the SBA said, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to pace it. We're only going to process, you know, X number of applications per hour per lender. No lender can have more than X number of applications per hour. That slows it down. You know, it's just going to slow the system down as a result of it. So it's almost a game of damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know. And, yeah, the program has problems. There's no doubt about it. Because anything this size that happened this fast is going to have problems. But it remains the single most successful part of the entire CARES Act. It is when it's all said and done after the second round, I think it will have saved or preserved upwards of 60 to 65 million jobs. That's a lot of it. That's close to 35, 40% of all the employment in America. That's a huge achievement.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.